All right, and thousand thanks for tuning in to Farm Talk here, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Hey, let's head out to Montreal County, North Dakota, just west of Palermo and south of Wasaic is Stanley, North Dakota, and Jim Hennessy is the extension agent there. How are you doing today, Jim?
Not too bad.
Except for the temperature and the wind, not like yesterday, huh?
Yesterday's temperature is pretty nice. Today is pretty windy. We got 20 to 30 mile hour gusts, and it's pretty chilly out there for what we're used to.
Boy, I guess. So I'll bet even the cows are complaining a little bit, huh?
Well, to be honest, they're probably not complaining too bad. We got a little moisture here lately, so that was pretty nice.
Yeah, the pastures look better now than they have any time in April, May, or June. Gee, this is a goofy year, huh?
You're probably right on that, because it was to the end of June before we seen anything green up. So, and we're finally seeing them good and green this fall.
Yeah. Now, are the livestock producers still kind of suffering? I see all kinds of semis loaded up with hay headed west. Are they headed in your direction?
We've got, there's a lot of semis going right on through farther west yet, but we've got a lot of guys in the area that are short of hay. Everybody's scratching to find a little more, and they're looking to cull down on the herds a little more. We've seen a lot of guys take probably a third to half the herd down as far as culling. And then as far as what they're doing for hay, there's a lot of straw going up. They're doing everything they can as far as roughage to get into the livestock.
For the livestock producer who's developed genetics over decades or generations, how are they feeling? How are they doing after having a year like this?
Well, a lot of them, it's tough because when you take that long to build up genetics and you got a pretty good investment, one of the hardest things to do is turn around and cut that investment and then turn around and take a loss on it. So a lot of these guys are taking, they're culling some of their older cows, problem cows, or they're going out and biting a bullet and spending the money on some of that high-priced feed. Or the other option is cut back on their roughages and feed a little more grain.
Okay. Yeah, man, sticker shock fertilizer, other crop inputs. But, man, price of a bale of hay, not alfalfa, just a bale of hay. Unbelievable.
It's about as bad as a tank of anhydrous right now.
Yes, indeed. And or urea if you can get it. So just crazy stuff. So. Alrighty, well,
exactly right.
Jim, switching to grains, are you pretty much all wrapped up with the harvest?
We got some tail end soybeans that need to come off yet. We got a little bit of that. The sunflowers, we need a good hard freeze to get them to die out so we can go in there and get those. There's some tail end corn that's got to come off. It's nothing that's going to run real great. Most of our yields are 70 bushel average. That's kind of where they're at. We've seen some as low as, 40, 50, and we've seen some as high as 120. So it's kind of all over the board. It hasn't been a real good year.
Yeah, I know. What, a week ago, USDA came out with the 170-some.5 bushel to the acre national average. You brought down the average, you know that?
That we have.
Yes. All right. Well, see, anything else to report, Jim, from out there on Stanley?
Well, we're being optimistic. We did get some moisture, so we got, in the last 2-3 weeks, we've picked up rains anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches a couple times, so that helps a lot. We've seen things green up. We're able to see some aftermath as far as crop aftermath. It's regrowing, so some guys are out grazing on that right now, so that helps out a lot. It works for both crop guys and the livestock guys.
Better germination of that regrowth than there was last spring of the crop that was planted. What is it?
I think you nailed that pretty much to a T.
Yeah, crazy year. Well, I tell you, let's get it over
that
with.
That it is.
Jim, thank you for the visit, and maybe we'll see you in Minot at the Ag Show this winter in January.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Jim Hennessy, Montreal County Extension.